Per Kuiper, CBS News projects that Democrat Andy Beshear wins another term as Kentucky governor. CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys Anthony Salvanto says the question is, can a Democrat win in a deeply red state in the general election?
This is the kind of thing where you say, okay, if a Democrat can perform well in a state where Donald Trump won by a wide, wide margin, well, maybe he's, you know, maybe he's onto something. Maybe he's onto some kind of formula for the Democrats.
CBS News estimates that Ohio Issue 1, which would amend the state's constitution to protect access to abortion, and Issue 2, legalizing marijuana use for adults, are both leaning yes. In Philadelphia, CBS News projects Democrat Sherelle Parker wins the race for mayor, the first woman to hold the office, and CBS News projects Democrat Gabriel Amo wins the special election to represent Rhode Island's 1st District in Congress. Israeli troops are now inside Gaza City as airstrikes continue throughout the besieged enclave. It comes 1 month after Hamas launched the deadly attacks in Israel and took hostages. The Gaza Health Ministry reports over 10,300 deaths. CBS's Charlie Daggett traveled with the Israeli army during its assault on northern Gaza.
We crossed the desert scrubland of northeast Gaza until we reached Beit Hanun. The city had an estimated pre-war population of more than 60,000 people. Looking around, it's hard to imagine anyone lived here at all.
I know that the military objective is to destroy Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
But you destroyed everything.
Yeah, because look, Hamas is using infrastructure. I mean, just 10 minutes ago, we had a serious battle with a group of Hamas inside the school.
Former Meta engineer Arturo Behar tells a Senate subcommittee that not enough is being done to address the harmful effects of Facebook and Instagram on teenagers. Behar says in his own home,
my 14-year-old daughter joined Instagram. She and her friends began having awful experiences, including repeated unwanted sexual advances, harassment. She reported these incidents to the company, and it did nothing.
A common veterinary drug used by American pork farms could soon be pulled from the market. CBS's Matt Piper.
The FDA says there are concerns that Cartibox could pose a cancer risk in humans who eat hot dogs, sausages, and other foods made from animals given the drug. It's added to feed given to pigs to combat infections and help fatten them up. But there have been probes and warnings for nearly a decade. What's not clear is why the FDA did not move to pull Cartibox sooner after a 2016 warning, which came years after other countries moved to curb use of the feed ingredient.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. With kids back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen thermometer the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen thermometer to keep your family and colleagues safe. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field for the next 27 years. Wis Politics reports an amendment to the ballpark bill would increase the Brewers' contribution by $10 million. The ask from taxpayers would go down by $36 million. Senators are adjusting the bill that passed the Assembly to address the concerns of enough lawmakers to get the 17 votes necessary. necessary to pass. Plans for the National Football League draft in Green Bay are coming together. The league says it will happen on April 24th through the 26th in 2025. Fox Valley leaders are counting on as many as 250,000 football fans to come to Northeast Wisconsin for the draft. Organizers are still working on the details, but most of the events will happen in and around Lambeau Field. Nate Wiggyhoe, Civic Media News.
Badgers begin the season with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badger men's basketball team got things going the right way with a 105-76 win over Arkansas State. Things get a little more interesting when they host the number 9th ranked team in the nation, Tennessee, Friday night inside the Kohl Center. NFL, the Rams couldn't do much with quarterback Brett Rippon against the Packers defense Sunday. Green Bay went on to win 20-3. Today, the Rams waived Rippon and signed Carson Wentz. Baseball, Craig Counsell says one of the reasons he decided to take the Cubs job is because Chicago is only 90 miles away from Milwaukee. Owner Mark Antanasio on where the Brewers go from here.
We have a commitment to players and our organization, and we have a commitment to winning. We lost Craig, but I've reflected on this. You know, Craig has lost us, and he's lost our community also. It's really a special place.
That's Brewers owner Mark Antanasio with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Where are the rapids in Wisconsin Rapids? A stretch of water through the city was once called Two-Sided Rapids as it split around a huge boulder. But in this particular area, the boulder and rapids were lost due to dams being built with the goal of capturing the river's power in the early 20th century. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Things that breathe?
Yep.
You mean people that breathe?
Everything that breathes.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.brandblog.com.
Are you tired of think tank approved corporate news and commentary? Are you tired of CEOs telling you what to think, who to hate, and who to vote for? Well, welcome to the Rick Smith Show. We don't take orders from some boardroom, and we don't do focus groups or talking points. We don't work for them, and we never will. I'm Rick Smith, and I work for you. Join us daily at thericksmithshow.com and download the podcast and never miss a minute.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So Jane sent me an email yesterday that had a clip in it from one of those, I think, Newsmax, OAN, one of those right-wing cable news outlets. And the clip was basically saying, just how horrible everything is, how we're being taxed. Every dollar that we earn, the government's taking. I think his number was like 60 cents out of every dollar, which, is kind of ridiculous. But hey, he had a twisted math and whole bunch of, graphs and arrows and a whole bunch of things, basically telling you that you only get to keep 40 cents of your dollar, of your hard-earned dollar. And it gave me the vibe of, 2010. The Tea Party thing, trying to restoke that anger over taxes while our Republican Congress is trying to defund a good portion of the IRS, who wanted to go after the rich people who have been cheating the tax system for so long. But hey, got to stoke that fear. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity to reach out to somebody who probably knows a lot more than that guy does and maybe share some thoughts on how progressive is our tax code. And, how much do we spend? That's why I've asked our good friend Mateus Fernando to come talk with us. Mateus is an economics professor there at Bucknell University. Mateus, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
So I sent you the clip of this guy going on this rant about how every dollar, Mateus, 61 cents is paid in taxes. Is that accurate?
Well, it's on your first dollar. You have to remember that the marginal tax rates, as income goes up, at some point you stop paying sort of taxes, so to speak, and the same goes for payroll taxes and whatnot. So once you compute all of those things, it all depends. The very wealthy pay way less than that, so It is an average. As an average, you know, it doesn't say much. The tax rate in the United States for the developed countries, if you look at the developed countries, you know, in Western Europe and comparable sort of economies, we pay relatively low levels of taxes. So we're at the low end of the tax spectrum.
But they also get health care and retirement security.
Yes, and the spending and the public spending is much less too. So we are, you know, contrary to what they would make you believe, that we have a gigantic, very intrusive state. We have a relatively small state that spends not too much and does not provide a very extensive, safety net for the public. And that, you know, it doesn't tax much. And the tax, I should say, part of the story there was a suggestion that our tax system is too progressive. And of course, the tax system is somewhat progressive. So after taxes, we have a little bit less inequality than we would have, before taxes. So it is progressive in that sense. Yes, sure. You know, we tax more the very wealthy than we tax the public income taxes. So, you know, there is a line that I it's very common in Fox News. Not that I watch it too much, but you know, and it's very typical of conservative economists. You know, they come out and say, you know, people, there are 50% of people don't pay taxes or something along those lines. And you know, it's obviously, you know, it's income tax that they mean, because the poor do pay, you know, the working class pays, as that guy was showing. You know, if you pay payroll taxes, and that would be the largest sort of chunk for most working people, and then you pay obviously sales taxes, and so once you look at that, the poor pay considerably more than the very wealthy. So I think there are two things that are important in this. You know, one is understand that although the system is, you know, progressive, it's not particularly strongly progressive as in other parts of the advanced economies. And the problems that we have, you know, the problems with the economy, the inequality that has increased brutally and, you know, since the 80s, is associated to the fact that our tax system is now considerably less progressive than it used to be. So when you look at the history of the income tax is a thing that had to be fought. You know, it wasn't, you know, it was like the 8-hour, day. It was something that the working class fought for, because it was an idea equivalent today of taxing the rich. And the rich said, no, the income tax is unconstitutional. And you know, an amendment had to be passed in order to guarantee the income tax. And it only really became a relatively high income tax with the Second World War. And it goes to, you know, 90% of GDP for the marginal tax dollar. So it's not your first dollar that paid that humongous sort of, that's what people forget. It's your marginal tax dollar. It's above a very, very, very high sort of level. It's for people with very high incomes. And so when you think of that, I always say, I ask, and I think I told this story in your program before, but, you know, I ask kids, tell me the name of billionaires, you know, equivalent to billionaires, they were millionaires back then, of the Gilded Age. And they'll say all the names. They know names. They know Carnegies, they know Morgans, they know, you know,
Vanderbilts, sure.
Yeah, Vanderbilts, and, you know, they know their, you know, Rockefellers. And I say, give me names of, you know, our billionaires now. And they know, you know, all of the, you know, the Bezos and the, the Bill Gates and so on and so forth of our era. Ask, give me the name of a billionaire or a very wealthy millionaire, whatever it was at that time, of the 50s and 60s. And they don't have any names. And they don't have any names. I think I told you the joke. The one I like is the kid that said Hugh Hefner, you know, but, you know, he wasn't that sort of a millionaire. But, you know, there weren't.
He was rich in other ways, though.
Yes, he was rich in other ways. A rich life he led. But yeah, but the point is, there weren't, and that's a reason why we call this a new Gilded Age. So it is a new Gilded Age. So that's number one. So the fact that the tax system was more progressive, that we did tax the rich more, was also associated to the fact that we didn't have those billionaires. And the other side of the coin is that we had a stronger, more vital middle class. That middle class wasn't, You know, it was a middle class that were blue collar workers that, you know, had a high school sort of diploma and had gone to work in manufacturing, essentially. So a good chunk of the middle class was that working class middle class, not a, you know, relatively wealthy, you know, upper middle class that it's very separated and distant from you know the working, you know, the working poor these days, we can say. So the cohesion and, you know, that we had socially in many ways was associated to the fact that we had a more progressive tax system back then. So that was eroded, starting with what? With Reagan. So the tax rates had already come somewhat down to something like 70%. And by the time of Reagan, they reduced to less than 30%. So they are in the 20s. And they managed to bring it a little bit back up, you know, with Clinton in, you know, to the 30s. And then, of course, Bush brought it back down. And then Obama brought it back up. And then Trump brought it back down and so on and so forth. So, but we oscillate in there. It's in the 30s. So that's the story there. So the story is that we don't pay a lot of taxes. The wealthy pay less taxes. And that has had a significant impact on the working class. But, you know, on top of that, so it's not just that, you know, the inequality that I think comes with that. I was going to say something, but now I'm blocking what I had another sort of topic, but I said two things, but I'm blocking the second. I apologize.
No, but look, you know, I was just explaining this to my daughter just the other day, oddly enough, that, you know, back in the 50s, we had a very progressive tax code. Every $2,000, the tax rate went up a little bit, just incrementally up until, like, I think it was $200,000 a year is what triggered the top marginal tax rate of 92%. But you paid that little increment all the way up. And to your point, you know, the first dollar is the least taxed, and it's that one over 200,000 that got the 92% tax rate. And I argued to her, I said, look, you know, we didn't have the billionaires, as you pointed out. The money that was being made was put into factories, was put into higher wages, better benefits, was put into philanthropy, building schools or hospitals or other things if they didn't want the government to take the money, but it was being used in the community. Now what we've done, thanks to Reagan and these massive tax breaks, is we've created hoarders.
Well, the other thing was tax havens. The other thing is they don't pay taxes. So the story here is, you know, look, Romney's father, you know, Republican Michigan, you know, governor back when, George Romney, he when he was a candidate for the presidency, he opened up his tax accounts. He showed, I remember this because Romney gave us 2 years of taxes when he was a presidential candidate. His father had given apparently 12 years. So he had given you, you know, he opened up his accounts. Why did Romney give us 2 years? Because knowing he was going to run for the presidency, he being a party trained Republican, one that tries to look normal, he went on to pay some taxes so that it looked like he was actually paying more taxes or as much as regular folk pay of taxes so that they could look at it. And it was whatever it was, 17% of his income, something right, like that. But that was sort of an arranged thing. Trump, you have to give it to him. He tried to hide completely this. He never gave you the taxes. And there are many reasons. Perhaps he doesn't have the money, so it's not necessary. But it is okay. It has been sort of, because we know that they do have the money in tax havens and that they don't pay taxes. So that's the norm. So not only they pay less taxes because we reduced and created all sorts of mechanisms for that to do that, but on top of that, we have deregulated so much the global economy that the very wealthy, not just in the U.S., globally, can go around and not pay taxes. And so who pays taxes? The suckers that, you know, live from wages. And those can be taxed very easily because, you know, they tax it, you know, directly. You don't even get the money. So and again, I think that there is another important thing that, you know, it's not, I always say, I don't like.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Factoring good jobs back home. Those are the things, because it shows where your commitments are. So how do we build community? It's how you spend the money and who you tax. So if you tax the wealthy and you spend on things that are, you know, community building endeavors, that's a government that works for, you know, the working people.
No, and you're spot on. So the last question I have is, you know, when you look at this piece that I sent you and you think about what the point of that is. Who are they convincing, and what are they convincing that person of? What goes through your mind?
Well, they're trying to cheaply tell this person that you're being robbed, that, you know, they're taking away 40 cents out of every dollar that you have to earn there, you know, with your work, and they're robbing you, and again, we talked about this. It's the advantage of the conservative sort of stories is they have simple slogans, and it's very hard to tell the person that those 40 cents are what allowed, you know, most of them to have a retirement at all. That, you know, that they their parents are, you know, not necessarily, you know, because they have Medicare and Social Security, they do have a decent life in old age, that they can send their kids to school. So all of that is omitted, you know, and so it's very hard to have a simple slogan that tells this person, look, you're better off because you're paying those 40 cents. You're getting actually more back than you're putting in. And there is a part of your life that you're putting in more than you're getting out, but there'll be a part that you'll take considerably more out than you're getting in. And so that is lost in most people. You know, and so it is hard. So there is a clear target. The target here is the working class. The conservatives have been very good at, you know, faking it, that they are on the side of the working poor, and that a system with no taxes would favor the poor. But at the end of the day, that means that if you have a problem, if you want to, you know, health insurance, if you want education, you'll have to pay it with your dollars, and you won't be able to pay it. So the 40 cents pay for stuff that if you have to go to the private market, you cannot get. You cannot get.
Yeah.
So those 40 cents are subsidizing relatively cheap, good quality. And we still have it. It's not as good as it should be, but we still have decent education. We have decent health. And those things are paid with those 40 cents. And they're subsidized. It's cheap. You're getting it cheap. That's the story.
There you go. Mateus, I appreciate the time. Always good talking with you, my friend.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Good stuff. Our good friend Mateus Verdango. Want to hear your thoughts? Email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Going to take a quick break. Right back after this. Stick around. You listen to The Rick Smith Show.
We are AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees. We represent 700,000 federal and D.C. government workers who are the vital threads of the fabric of American life. We support our nation's military. We take care of our nation's veterans. We protect our nation's borders. We respond to our nation's crises and natural disasters. We provide services to our nation's seniors. The American Federation of Government Employees. We work for America.
The phone lines are open. Give Rick a call at 1-866-416-RICK. That's 1-866-416-4255. 800-748-7425.
We are AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees. We represent 700,000 federal and D.C. government workers who are the vital threads of the fabric of American life. We support our nation's military. We take care of our nation's veterans. We protect our nation's borders. We respond to our nation's crises and natural disasters. We provide services to our nation's seniors. The American Federation of Government Employees. We work for America.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
You know, the simple response here, and Mateus is right, it's the outrage candy. It's to get you to hate the fact that you're dumb. I shouldn't have to pay taxes. And, you know, the argument is, well, maybe you shouldn't. Rich people don't do it. And this is one of those things where you go, maybe, I don't know, here's a thought, maybe they should. Maybe we should be taxing the very wealthy. I know Republicans are doing their best to gut the IRS funding that Biden got put in there to ensure we've got enough IRS agents to go and dig into some of these really complicated returns. What these right-wingers do masterfully is it's the low-hanging fruit. It's just to make you mad. It's the outrage candy. It's the daily outrage because they're exposing the tax. And here's the thing. The Senate Budget Committee on Wednesday, they're going to be exposing the wealthy tax cheats hearing. And the title of the hearing, Fairness and Fiscal Responsibility, Cracking Down on Wealthy Tax Cheats. It's going to happen at Dirksen Senate Office Building on Wednesday. And it's, for me, I'm looking forward to this because I think, maybe there's an opportunity to do some pointing out that, yeah, these rich people have been walking away from paying taxes for a very long time. And there's that guy, and they're honest about it. I mean, this is the thing that gets me about Trump. He was honest. He said, look, yeah, of course I take all of these tax breaks. Of course I take all of this, I take every deduction possible. Of course I do, because I'm smart. And also we lobby for them so that we don't have to pay taxes. There's that guy, that rich dad, poor dad guy. He says it all the time. Rich people don't pay taxes because they don't make income. They don't go to work at a job. And this is where, if you want some real outrage, it's the fact that your boss, we keep saying, well, the boss is paying all these taxes. No, he's not. Got one of the lowest corporate tax rates we've had, at least in my lifetime. And probably in the last, 75 years. It has never been a better time to be rich than right now because, the inheritance tax is almost gone. You've got opportunities to hoard money overseas and not pay taxes. I mean, it's really quite remarkable what they've been able to do and then con us into saying taxes are bad. And I like what Mateus said. He goes, look, income tax was something that working people fought for. To make sure that the wealth class, who is hoarding all of the wealth, who is taking all of the all of their labor and hoarding it. And this is one of those moments where